You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frizz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big parties and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. Elliot Short Parks here with us. You want his headphones to be down?
Yeah, I was trying not to make a big deal of it, but loud.
Yeah. But that's over here, though.
Right, but I want to reach over Ike.
Yeah. It's okay. That's Elliot Short Parks. He's here with us at 3 in person. Brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hello, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
We got football to talk about, buddy. Real football that everyone saw, not just you.
Well, training camp football is real football. But, yes, it was nice for the public last night to see Tanner time.
Yeah, so we've been talking about it all day. Tanner McKee looked great. And I mentioned in the open, not the first time we've seen him look great. It was that, there's a lot of national people that – haven't watched him very much and that are talking about him today. But we talked about him last year in Tanner versus Pickett, I think, at one point. Talked about him last preseason. So our big question today at the beginning, I said I wouldn't trade him for anything. I wouldn't trade him for a second-round pick. I wouldn't trade him for a first-round pick. Where do you stand on that? And then just sort of your assessment of him as a player, what you saw last night.
So I think Tanner McKee is legit. And the perspective I would offer from someone that gets to be in the building, see him, see how he interacts with people, I think on the field we all saw last night he's awesome. I do think off the field he has the qualities you're looking for in a starting franchise quarterback. His teammates like him. He seems very smart. We had the opportunity last year on the Players Lounge, me, Ike, and Hugh did, to talk to him. He reminds me so much of Nick Foles. Like the same kind of goofy likableness, like very comfortable with who he is. So I think that if the Eagles didn't have Jalen Hurts and we were currently talking about them looking for a quarterback, I think there'd be reason to be really, really excited about Tanner McKee. All that being said, the Eagles do have a quarterback. He's young and he's not going anywhere. So if I was Howie, I don't want to trade Tanner McKee. I'm not down on Tanner McKee. But a second-round pick, a third that could become a second, I would have to strongly consider it.
What's your backup plan for this year?
I would trade for somebody. I would maybe bring Kenny Pickett back. So if you acquire a three, that could be a two or a straight-up two, you could then take a fourth or maybe a fifth and go trade for a veteran. Like, Tanner McKee is an awesome prospect right now. But he doesn't make a ton of sense for this team as a backup in the way that traditionally teams that are competing for a Super Bowl, teams that just went all, they normally have backups that have played in the NFL, that have played a bunch of snaps that they can put in Monday Night Football, Wild Card Weekend, and you know what they're going to get from him. Now, I have confidence in Tanner, so I understand why they're okay with the backup. But they could go get Kenny Pickett, Jameis Winston, while acquiring a high-level asset for Tanner. I think that's something they would absolutely have to consider.
So consider is one thing, do is another. And I just keep thinking to myself, I would have far more confidence in Tanner McKee than Kenny Pickett. I would have more confidence in Tanner McKee than Jameis Winston. And, we're thinking about a game or two. I don't know, what if it's six games? Do you know what I'm saying? And this is the other thing that I'm like intent on, and this doesn't work for Pickett because he was here last year, but it does work for, you know, a guy the level of Winston, is that I don't think you can discount his familiarity with the coaches,
for sure, 100%.
His familiarity with the other players on the team. And the other thing I'd add is that he does have another year after this year. So, like, without a really, really good backup plan to the backup, you can go into the next offseason with that same asset. Now, Ike brought this up last segment. He gets in there for six games. He stinks it up. All of a sudden, that asset is not worth anything anymore.
Right.
But we don't think that's what's going to happen. So I guess just like it just feels like with 2 years left, let me have him this year, especially because I don't have another guy in the building that I'm particularly confident in.
But I just think Tanner, if he played six games, we have no idea what he would be. It's easier for Tanner to go in a preseason game where nobody's game planning
sure.
for him. Last year when he goes in against the Cowboys, the game's essentially over, right? And the Cowboys aren't game planning that. If Tanner started two games in the NFL, that third game, would get harder. The third game, then the fourth game,
for
then
sure.
the fifth game. So,
yes,
you know, I think that if the Eagles were rebuilding, then absolutely, you ride it out with Tanner, you keep him. But, you know, there's a reason Jalen's a starting quarterback, because you know what you're going to get with Jalen. Jalen has gone through the rigors of the NFL. They've adjusted to him. He's adjusted back. He's a proven commodity. So even someone like Kenny Pickett, do I think Kenny has as high of a ceiling as Tanner? No, I don't. But I also know that if I play Kenny Pickett for six games, I pretty much know exactly what I'm getting. Like, I know what Kenny Pickett is giving me. And it can't be discounted how huge of an asset a second – now, you say first round. I mean, that's absurd not to trade him for a first.
I would not.
Yeah, okay. And I respect your commitment to Tanner on that.
Yep.
But there's probably like six
It's a commitment to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's probably like seven players on the roster I wouldn't trade for a first round pick. But a second round pick could be a guy.
I don't know if you've heard it. It's the most important position in sports,
it
Elliot.
Is.
Something to use. It's the hardest position.
That's why they have one of the top two in the NFL.
Yep.
But, all of a sudden the quarterback position's really important.
Well, no. But to you, hold on. Let's just go.
Quit being a little B.
I was about to say, little B, ESP.
Yeah. But it's the most important position. And we're saying the backup is just like, we'll just trade a fifth for a guy.
No, we're not saying saying the backup doesn't matter. What I'm saying is a second-round pick is one of the most valuable assets in the NFL. A, they could draft a starter that could play for them for 3 years
Correct.
At a severe discount. Or you could trade that pick for somebody else. We think they need a corner. We think they need a safety. They might need another edge. The second-round pick is getting you a premium player at that position. So you're right. If Jalen goes down for a long stretch, A, the season's probably over. So
probably
doesn't matter. But if Jalen misses 4 or 5 games, Kenny Pickett could come in here and do what Tanner does. Not to mention, I don't want to put Jalen through a quarterback controversy. I don't think it's fair to him. I don't think, after seeing what...
No
what,
quarterback controversy.
If there's
a quarterback controversy,
there
we would
not,
never.
You're
stop.
Telling me if Tanner goes in for 5 games and lights it up, people nationally already don't believe in Jalen. Some people locally don't believe in Jalen. You're telling me if Tanner's awesome for 5 weeks, Jalen's not going to be like, see, told you everyone could do it with this team.
Yeah.
See, like
that definitely is going to be a narrative.
I'm not putting Jalen through that because I
they
saw what it did
right
to Carson.
Here on this show.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't want the truth to be revealed.
Yeah.
the truth.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. The question was, would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? 64% say yes.
Okay. 36%. That is crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy that 36% say no. Right?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's what he's saying, yeah.
So
Howie would trade Tanner for a first.
I think he probably would,
I think Howie would.
Yeah. He'd be wrong, but I think he would.
Send that poll to Howie.
Yeah. So let's go to the other guys, because we haven't talked about that at all, really.
Okay.
So it seems like now – look, if Kelee Ringo had been and Adoree Jackson had cemented their place in the league and they were good players and they go in last night and get torched a little bit by Ja'Marr Chase and whoever the hell the other guy was that torched them, it would be one thing. But Kelee Ringo is not that. Adoree Jackson is not that. Do you think there is a problem at the CB2 position?
Yeah, definitely. Now, Jacorian Bennett could be their saving grace. He could potentially come in, play well. He is somebody that, when he's played, has played at a high level. I would say he falls into the bucket of unproven, and they have a lot of unproven guys that they're banking on being really good this year. The Ja'Marr Chase aspect of it to me with Keeley, though, is not really an excuse. Like, they are going to play really good receivers every week. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, if you're a starter, yes.
Exactly, yes. Right. Like, Ja'Marr Chase, I understand, is a different level. But, I mean, am I confident in Keeley Ringo against George Pickens? Am I confident in him against Mike Evans? Now, the other part of this is, are the Eagles just going to ask Quinyon to travel every week against the best receiver all season? That's asking a lot of him, too. So, I mean, honestly, when I got home last night, I looked up what Darius Slay's contract was to see if they could figure out a way to trade for him back. Like, I think they need to make a move at corner if Ja'Quarian Bennett doesn't give them, you know, 2 weeks of good practice.
We should have traded or signed Jair Alexander.
Well, Asante Samuel Jr. is still out there.
Who?
Asante Samuel Jr.
Now, doesn't he play the –
He's a slot guy. He's more of a slot guy, yeah.
Brandon Boykin's still out there.
Now, but what you could do, if you want to take it a step further.
What's he, 40?
Yeah, pay no attention to him.
Did you say Brandon Boykin?
Yeah. I just ignored it.
Yes. Hey, week one against the Cowboys.
Well, here's the other thing.
Week 17 against the Cowboys.
The fact, when they said that Quinyon was traveling with a receiver and learning to do that.
That's a bad sign.
That's the first red flag I got. Yep. Because as a defense, while that's great to do, And I love Quinyon, and this is not a knock on him, but it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It says more about the concern at the other spot than it says we got a definite lockdown corner and we're going to put him on everybody. Because in this league now, there's 2 and 3 good wide receivers.
Yes.
On every offense, just about. So, okay, you travel with Ja'Marr Chase, then somebody has to cover T. Higgins the whole damn game.
Yeah, this isn't even mentioning whoever's in the slot. I mean, because now, let's say Cooper DeJean was somebody they felt confident could play on the outside. I think they would just put him there, right? So
they clearly don't.
And if they thought he could, then Quinyon wouldn't be traveling. Quinyon would just stay on one side, and Cooper would stay on the other. And the other part of this is we are really, really all just expecting Quinyon and Cooper to be awesome again. And it would be okay if they took a step back, just in their overall progression, right? So if Quinyon is not elite next year, that becomes a major problem. If Cooper is not as good as he was last
year, that becomes
a major problem. So built into all of like us talking so much about the cornerback 2 spot is just an assumption that Quinyon is going to be, you know, the 7th best athlete in Philly again.
Well, and look, you're disgusting.
It wasn't the 7th on my list. Yeah.
It was on mine.
Well,
now we're seeing his importance as we are football's closer.
We didn't say he wasn't important.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, and I have not played NFL football, I would guess that if your main I would guess if Quinyon every single game is following around the best wide receiver, it feels like an accident waiting to happen.
For sure.
It feels like an offensive coordinator trying to screw with us, and all of a sudden there's a guy wide open because nobody knew whose guy was who. It just like, I don't think if you want to do that in one big game because there's some guy there that you want Quinyon to follow around just to shut him down and take him out of the game because they only have one great wide receiver, that's fine. But too many teams have two good wide receivers, and then all of a sudden you're
hard to do.
To that point, Christian Parker, the defensive back coach, talked about this last week, and I'm paraphrasing here slightly, but you know, it's easy just to say Quinyon's going to cover the top guy until you break the huddle and Quinyon's running left to right because that guy's in motion.
Yep.
You know, you're transferring off guys pre-snap and the communication has to be good.
Yep.
So it is not as easy as just Quinyon lines up against that guy and it is what it is. There has to be a lot of really moving parts that are working together good.
And you're doing this with a unit that doesn't have a lot of seasoning together. And I'm speaking particularly
or
the
at
secondary.
All, let alone together all in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like they haven't played. So
I thought you're making a Reed and Cooper Jean quote joke. No, not a lot of seasoning.
Not a lot of seasoning. Nice.
Dude, I'm on fire on this. I've made a couple little jokes.
People say you're not. People say you're not a football guy.
Yeah.
I'm on fire, he says, by the way. I don't know if you caught that.
What did you think of Sidney last night?
I thought he did okay.
But he got hurt again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's football.
Yeah.
Banged up, yeah.
But my concern is if you're going to play 150 miles an hour and run downhill – you got to be now. He's in great shape and he's strong. So if he can't handle it, I don't know who can. But he certainly seems to get banged up quite a bit with his playing style.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So Edge,
I want him playing slower.
No, that his strength is playing fast.
Yeah.
So
Edge, I was kind of hoping Ojulari Oushe would flash last night. They didn't really. So do they need an edge too?
Yeah, I left last night feeling concerned about the defense. We can say that all the guys weren't out there. They're not game planning, which is true. But there were a lot of guys out there that are expected to play big roles this year, as you just mentioned, Uche and Ojulari.
Mm-hmm.
Uche has at least looked good in training camp. Ojulari has not flashed at all. There was maybe one practice where I thought he had one or two good reps, and I don't get to rewatch the tape. Maybe he's setting the edge well. Like maybe there's things he's doing that the coaches like. I just know watching it, Jalix Hunt flashes, Moro Jamo flashes, Uche has had his moments. I haven't said one thing about Ojulari on Twitter in like 10 days. Like there's never a moment where I'm like, oh, I got to tell people that.
And so, by the way, these are not rookies. Like they've been in the league plenty of time. They
should,
they don't need to get used to anything.
Yeah.
Give it time. Don't push the panic button just yet.
I'm pushing it. I'm concerned.
Trust Fangio. We're going to get better each week.
Well, maybe. I think last year.
Well, that's what the track record says.
Well, last year the defense got better after the bye when Jalen stopped turning the ball over. So
when Cooper got inserted into the lineup.
Cooper was helpful for sure. So was the defense was in really good positions last year.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a world where the offense has to carry the defense more this year. So if the offense either takes a step back or isn't as good, the defense is going to be in tougher positions than it was last year.
I would argue they didn't look good in Brazil.
No.
I don't know if that was the field. Remember, there was a lot of slippage out there on the field.
We don't blame the field, though.
Yeah. They did make a couple of big stops in the red zone, by the way.
Right.
But they didn't look good overall.
They picked off Jordan Love.
They looked good against Atlanta to the final drive of the game.
Yep.
Yes.
After the Saquon drive.
Coach Fangio with the whole pre-mint defense. I don't know if we looked good in that sort of situation at all last year.
They were not a good situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Quinyon got burned once in that Atlanta drive too.
Slated.
Saints game, they were okay.
They were okay defensively
against the Saints.
I think they were very good. I mean, the fourth quarter they faltered a little, but didn't the Eagles win that game like 13 to 10 or something?
Yeah, yep. I thought they played
and that
well.
That was right after the Saints were viewed as like the best offense in the league.
Yeah, they shut them
the
down.
The league, sorry.
Yeah.
Because they torched the Cowboys.
It only applies to our
the fantasy
league.
Football league.
Disagree.
Yeah.
you got to adjust.
Once you get started, it's hard to differentiate.
Darius Cooper? Going to make the team? He's got to, right?
I don't see how you cut him. He was awesome last night. He's been awesome throughout training camp.
By the way, he's awesome in college, too.
Awesome in college.
FCS, but like...
What year is he in? Is he a rookie?
He's a rookie.
He's an undrafted rookie.
Undrafted rookie.
I mean, he was like... Did he lead FCS in receiving yards or something?
Yeah. 1,500.
Yeah.
Now, I'll also say, the dude, he has the it factor. Like, talking to him last night, he is not someone I would let out of the building. Just putting that out there. You know, insider being there. Just want to let you guys know.
Can he change his number?
Well, yeah, he's not going to keep that number.
41's got to go.
Yeah,
41's got to go.
But
I saw a few numbers that got to go,
Yeah. Well, Tarleton is – or not Tarleton. Bennett is 49 right now.
Josh Perry, you kidding me?
What number is Adoree? He might
Perry.
Have that. But
eight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not a great number.
Well, even Ringo wearing seven.
Yeah,
right?
You don't –
eight is a great number for
Well,
four.
Honestly, if they were to cut Uche, he could take zero. He wore zero with the Raiders.
Okay.
That's probably what he's waiting on.
So what wide receiver's not going to make it? Johnny Wilson, mate.
I think they'll keep six.
Okay. Oh, really?
Well, because one thing to consider is
not on an active roster.
Oh, really? You don't think so? I did my 53 today. I had them keeping 6 wide receivers and 4 tight ends.
So they keep Smith?
Don't throw the ball nearly as much to be keeping 6 wide receivers.
That's a good
point. He's the best blocker.
Well, they're going to throw it more this year, I think. But also, my argument...
Not if they trade Tanner McKee.
My argument for the 6 would be, obviously the top 3 are making it. Dotson's a free agent at the end of the year. I think there's a benefit to keeping Cooper and Wilson in the building, developing them for next year.
I'm with you there.
And then Anaya Smith... I would only keep him if he's going to be your punt returner. I would keep Cooper over Smith if we're just talking receivers. But if Anais is going to be your punt returner,
that matters.
It does. No, that's why I would keep 6 though, because I'm not. I don't think they're going to cut Johnny Wilson.
I wouldn't cut Johnny Wilson.
He was good. He was good last night. Yeah. Sirianni defended him very strongly last.
They like it.
At the podium. Yeah. So it really comes down to Cooper and Smith.
And Smith does special teams.
Right.
He is a punt returner.
But
do you want Cooper DeJean back there? Nobody wants Cooper back there.
No.
Okay, then.
That's why I'd keep 6. Yeah. I'm good with keeping 6. If Darius Cooper keeps playing this well, I don't think you can cut him.
Yeah, I mean, he looked great. And by the he's built.
What's going to happen if they cut him?
Someone's going to pick him up.
By the way, he's
putting him on their active roster?
Yeah.
So he's ready as an undrafted
rookie. I like his body,
rookie.
Too.
Hold on. Yeah. See, this is what we
cut
do.
That.
This is what we do.
Yeah, come on.
We get excited.
Yeah. Let us get excited.
It's not the regular season, and you're talking about keeping guys. They take up roster spots.
Yes.
On the active roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Darius Cooper is making someone's active roster. He'll get on a practice squad somewhere.
I don't want to let him go.
You know what? I just don't want to risk it. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know, because I guess our team is going to crumble if we lose Darius Cooper. We got AJ.
I don't know about crumble.
AJ is 26. Devontae's 25. Like, receivers aren't going anywhere.
But you want to keep
guys aren't playing anymore.
You want to keep the best 53 players, and I think Darius Cooper is one of the best 53.
Sometimes secondary matters more.
They don't have enough good players to keep there.
215-592-9494. We will talk more about the game. Also, coming up next, we will get Elliot's Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. I'm sure it'll be infuriating. And then Jack reveals the WIP afternoon show Mount Rushmore. Caller.
Still working
a
on
caller
it?
Caller Mount Rushmore.
Locked in.
Dude.
You're doing it, Jack. You're not chickening out.
I'm not chickening out.
How many times do you think he's changed that list over
it's
there?
The fourth spot.
It's the text.
It's the last spot.
It's the last spot.
There are 3 locks. Okay. We were talking about it off air yesterday. I think there are 3 locks. And Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. It is a packed show. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your fantasy football draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.